listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
Here on Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Remember, you can send me a text 2057, email inbox at realitycheck.radio. Well, I'm reading from yesterday's stuff. Reasons Golraz Gararaman failed to escape conviction revealed. Here we go. Former Green MP Golraz Gararaman's mental health contributed to the shoplifting, she admitted, but it was not a causative factor a judge has found. On June the 27th, Judge June Jealous declined Gararaman's request for a discharge without conviction and ordered her to pay a fine of $1,600 and court costs of $260. Gararaman was charged in January following a shoplifting investigation, which found she'd stolen nearly $9,000 worth of goods from three boutiques. She pleaded guilty to all charges in March. At the hearing last week, Gararaman's lawyer, Annabelle Cresswell, argued the former MP, first-generation refugee, and someone who dedicated her whole life to justice and supporting minority communities should be discharged without conviction. Dedicated her whole life to justice. What does that even mean? Now, Judge Jealous's full reasons for not granting the application can be reported. Cresswell had submitted it would be difficult for Gararaman to move on and return to working as a lawyer if she had a conviction entered against her name. Same with international travel and work. Well, shouldn't a lawyer think about that before thieving? Really? I mean, lawyer? Knowing the law? However, Judge Jealous was not satisfied this would be the case. The future assessment into Ms. Gararaman's fitness to practice is primarily triggered by her offending. The entry of the convictions will be a factor undoubtedly considered by the Law Society, but not a determinative factor. The factors that would be considered by the Law Society extend well beyond the entry of a conviction. A medical report tendered to the court said Gararaman had since been diagnosed. So she'd been diagnosed since she was caught with complex post-traumatic stress disorder and prolonged duress stress disorder. I've got to tell you, this upsets me. I had the great privilege when I was an MP of helping some Vietnam veterans who did have PTSD. This trivializes it. Cresswell said her client felt a significant sense of shame, which stopped her asking for help and telling others about the shoplifting. She didn't tell others about the shoplifting because she didn't want to get caught. Oh, I didn't tell people about my shoplifting because I was embarrassed by it. She should have been embarrassed by it. She should have been ashamed. This is consistent, with the trauma symptoms and labeled as, here we go, loss reactive shoplifting, the medical report said. So when she pinched fancy clothes, it was loss reactive shoplifting. Auckland's Crown Solicitor, Alicia McClintock, appearing on behalf of the police, opposed the application for discharge without conviction. She said this was not a moment of madness, but rather a spree of shoplifting. Absolutely. This was considered conduct that was repeated, McClintock said. Absolutely. McClintock accepted Gararaman was remorseful, had pleaded guilty at the earliest point. Reparation had been fully paid and there'd been adverse consequences. She's remorseful that she was caught. She She wasn't remorseful, was she, when she was stealing, because she wouldn't have kept going. The prior online abuse she suffered is abhorrent. She did, however, contest the defence's submissions about the link between the mental health and the offending. There's nowhere near a material contribution of her mental health to the shoplifting. It's no more than a possibility, McClintock said. Exactly. Judge Jealous said the clinical psychologist who had assessed and been treating Garamond for the past 2 years did not articulate whether her mental health contributed to the offending. So I wonder if that should be disclosed. You're an MP seeing a psychologist standing for election. I would have thought so. At best, the clinical psychologist records the possibility that Miss Garamond's offending is consistent with her trauma symptoms, Judge Jealous said. Judge Jealous accepted McClintock's submission that the clinical psychologist's report is equivocal on the critical issue of causative link. So the fact that she's suffering trauma doesn't mean she goes shoplifting. As a result, I'm unable to accept Ms. Cresswell's submission that Ms. Garamond's poor mental health was a substantive or operative cause of the offending before the court. Well, I think that's how the person in the street would see it. However, the judge as well as the police accept Garamond was suffering from mental health issues at the time of the offending as a direct result of past and ongoing exposure to trauma. Ms. Garamond has been working under extremely stressful circumstances for a considerable period. She's an MP. She has endeavoured to continue to serve her community despite the ongoing unacceptable harassment and threats directed at her. Did we get to see this stuff? I consider her mental health to be a feature contributing to the offending, but not necessarily causative of it. Her mental health has made her more vulnerable to offend. So, I got online abuse because I'm an MP, and it made me steal. In deciding the sentence, Judge Jealous said this was not spontaneous, isolated offending. The judge also didn't accept Garamond's mental health would be further impacted if a conviction was entered. The clinical psychologist reports Ms. Garamond has a good level of insight and can think through solutions. Don't you want MPs that have a good level of insight and can think through solutions? With help. Oh, but she needs help and can consider options and consequences. Well, if she couldn't, what was she doing as an MP? Ms. Garamond can translate insight into action. Wow. Ms. Garamond reports that in the 5 or so months since the offences, she's better able to respond to her mental health stresses. Shame, embarrassment, public humiliation, relentless media attention, resignation from employment have all resulted from the offending. Quite. I mean, you're caught stealing. You should be embarrassed. You should be ashamed. You should be humiliated. If you're a public figure, there should be media attention. And you should actually lose your job. I mean, these are consequences. This isn't someone ignorant of the law. They've got a law degree. The judge was not satisfied the entry of a conviction would be out of all proportion to the gravity of Garamond's offending. Judge Jealous gave Garamond credit for accepting full responsibility at the earliest opportunity, the intense media attention and her past trauma. She's had a traumatic experience through the regular threats directed towards her as an MP. I consider them to be deeply disturbing. Wow. See, I'm old-fashioned. I think if you are a person in a position of authority or responsibility or power, such as an MP, that's not an excuse. I actually think the betrayal is greater and the consequences should be greater than just Joe Bloggs stealing. This is someone who asked us to put our trust in her to be an MP. And betrayed it deeply. Who every sitting day and every professional day was sitting in judgment on passing laws which would see us punished if we failed to follow them. And on these most basic of laws, that is to say, not having cows that belch methane, or, you know, offending someone because you said the wrong thing, stealing doesn't want the consequence. According to court documents released to Stuff after Garaman entered the guilty pleas, the former MP entered and browsed the stores, even trying items of clothing on before concealing items in her bag and leaving without paying. It's premeditated, gone in there with a bag. In October, Garaman entered Creative Works in Wellington with a male associate. Did the aid and abet her? She removed a number of clothing garments from the display rack and took them into the changing rooms. Whilst hidden behind the privacy curtain in the changing room, Garaman put on a Zambezi shirt worth $695 inside her clothing or bag. Green MP, $700 shirt. She did buy a pair of pants with her credit card, oh, good-o, at the counter, but made no attempt to pay for the Zambezi shirt. 2 months later, on December 21, Garaman went to Scotty's Boutique in Ponsonby with two associates. Who are these associates? Was this the same one as, what was that other one? That was in Wellington and she had a male associate. And then in Auckland, she had two associates. Is that male one her, quote, partner, flying around with her? Well, there's three different people. Are these people in on it? Do they know? We're not told. She went to Scotty's Boutique in Ponsonby with two associates. She had a large tote bag over her right shoulder. At about 4:03 p.m., she removed a black Acne Studio single-breasted coat from a display rack valued at $1,900. She then took a pair of black pants from a separate display rack and entered the changing room with both items. While concealed from view, Garaman placed a coat inside her tote bag. She put the pair of black pants back on a display rack. Garaman continued browsing the store and at 4:09 p.m. removed a black Coms de Garçons wallet from the display cabinet valued at $160. She surreptitiously put the wallet inside her tote bag. She continued to browse the store until 4:25 p.m., but left without making any purchases or attempting to pay for the coat and wallet hidden inside her bag. The next day, Garamond visited Standard Issue in Newmarket. She picked up a navy cardigan worth $389, and while the manager's attention was briefly diverted, Garamond placed a cardigan inside her brown tote and promptly left the shop. Garamond was the only customer in the store at the time. The following day, December the 23rd, Garamond went back to Scotty's Boutique. This time she had a large black tote bag and a smaller red satchel bag over her shoulders. Immediately after entering the shop, she removed a large empty brown tote from inside the black tote bag and placed it over her left shoulder. The then MP stopped at a display cabinet and removed a charcoal grey Baobao Issey Mayaki Lucent bag worth $650. She scanned her surroundings and placed it into one of her bags. Shortly after, she took four clothing items into a changing room, including a black two-square simple slip dress, $333, and a black robe Calanthe dress, $4,500. While hidden behind the privacy curtain, she placed both dresses inside one of her bags. She opened the curtain and placed a long sleeve dress back on the display rack. Garamond also bundled a LeMay crepe tank top, $290, into her bag. She then left the shop, but a store employee approached her in the car park and asked to check inside her bag. Whoa. She refused to show the contents of her bag and offered an explanation. Like what? Back inside the shop, she pointed to a dress hung inside a coat. The employee accepted this explanation and allowed her to leave. But about an hour later, an associate of Garamond's went back to the boutique and returned the items of clothing she had taken, except the tank top. What on earth are we to make of that? Who are these associates? Are they in on it? Do they know? Why aren't they calling the cops? Does she live with thieves? What on earth is going on? And in the article, there's a picture of her with John Campbell interviewing her, apparently, where she explains that her shoplifting was a form of self-sabotage. I guess she's just being too successful. What a disgusting thing. An MP stealing like that. Well, I don't suppose it helps the world in any way, shape, or form that she'd go to jail. But I think it'd be good in this respect. People stealing would know that that's a consequence. As it is. Oh, look, that famous person stole, they got away with it. Or do we do indeed have two rules? One for them and one for us. Send us a text. 2057, email me, inbox at realitycheck.radio. Golraz Garamond, imagine having her as your lawyer. Oh, no, she spent her whole life working for justice. Traumatized. She did have some breaks from justice when she went stealing. There you have it. You're on Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.